Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Brand new video will be up today. If you go there today, you can see the one that was up there if you haven't already seen it, and come back real soon and you'll see the new one. And so check all that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to take the poll question. All the other things there that our great Brain Trust members have deposited with us, all the great information they provide us, like our good friend Rick Lepsinger, who's with us right now. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting, the author of a number of books, including Virtual Team Success, co-authored with Darlene DeRosa, and also Flexible Leadership, which he co-authored with Gary Uecker. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us, folks. Rick has brought us four tactics, four of the most significant of the 11 tactics they've identified in gaining influence with other folks, whether it be people you work with, people you work for, customers, and their rational persuasion, inspirational appeal, consultation, and collaboration. Rick, on the last thing on the rational persuasion.
Yeah.
As a professional salesperson of many decades, you know, I know all about qualifying the customer, getting them qualified, which means if I've qualified them properly, when the time comes to ask for the sale, I've got the right to do that.
Right.
I've earned the right to do that because I've done my homework. I know what motivates them. I know when it's time. And so it's with rational persuasion, if it's an employee or your boss or whoever, a team that you're working with, you have to do the same kind of qualification. It seems similar to me to qualifying a customer.
Yeah, it's very similar. And I think, you know, Jim, you made the point before the break is that to use any of these tactics, you really do have to understand the other person's position. You have to understand their needs, what's important to them.
Right.
Because otherwise, your influence attempt is really just talking from your frame of reference,
mm-hmm.
what you think is important. And in your example of a selling situation, if you try to sell another individual based on features and benefits that are important to you,
or presumption.
You're only going to get maybe 30% of the impact.
So presumption has no place in this, does it?
No, not really. Although, you know, when you're trying to influence a larger group, what you're doing there is you're focusing more on broader, more general
mm-hmm.
Benefits and more general values, trying to kind of incorporate the whole group. But that also captures why it's so difficult to influence a full team or a larger audience. Influencing can be not easier, isn't exactly the word, but more effective when you're
right.
working one-on-one. The really great influencers are able to sort of talk to the entire group and, you know, in a way that resonates with each
right.
individual member.
What about inspirational appeal? Tell us about that.
Well, inspirational appeal is actually an interesting alternative because rational persuasion is the most frequently used tactic, but the conditions aren't always in place for rational persuasion, like shared goals and credibility. So what we're trying to do is get leaders to understand that there are alternatives, and inspirational appeal is actually a very good alternative because if you're good at rational persuasion, you could be good at inspirational appeal. You're just redirecting your
mm-hmm.
attempt. Rather than focusing on facts and logic, you're now telling people how your proposal is aligned with their values and their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the tactics that women tend to use more frequently than men, but in general, this is a highly underutilized tactic in the general population. But when you look at the population of most effective leaders, the use of inspirational appeal increases dramatically, and it's actually on par with rational persuasion.
A long time ago, I was taught a sales strategy, a sales communication tool that has served me well for a long time, and that's conceptual selling. Selling a concept, building an idea, building a story, having a conversation around an idea of something. And it's a great tool for avoiding how much something costs until you're ready to tell the customer how much it's going to cost. Would that be an offshoot or a tangent of this inspirational appeal?
Yeah, and it's actually it's related to both rational persuasion and inspirational appeal, because one, you're talking in rational persuasion, you're talking about the benefits to the other person before you even get the price. In inspirational appeal, you're talking about, you know, if their values are around quality or safety or customer focus or cost containment, now you're able to talk about how your proposal is aligned with their value, or it could be help them achieve their value. The other reason that inspirational appeal doesn't get used that much is that people see values as sort of soft or difficult to measure. But in fact, I that's actually not true, because the values I just listed, like quality, efficiency, safety, are also very concrete. They drive behavior and they drive work process. So those values are very concrete.
Set us up for consultation quickly.
Consultation is involving people in the discussion rather than just, you know, rational persuasion is more push. Here's my idea and here's the reason why you like it. Consultation is more, let's talk a little bit about what we're trying to accomplish, and I need you to help me figure out the best way to move this forward or what the best outcome might be.
Ask for their help.
Get them involved,
Get them involved. And when we come back after these messages, by the way, Rick, give us your website quickly, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Check it out, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about collaboration and how are men and women different when they use these tactics. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.